Last hour, we started off with girls basketball. This hour, we'll start with some boys basketball action locally as Arweva down Peyton Chernan 58-44. For Arweva last night, it was Braden Kirsch with 4 points, but he also pulled down at 9 rebounds. For Peyton Chernan last night, Riley Cullum added at 9 points in the loss. South Central Calhoun rolled by Altarulla 68-44. Eli Wheelock had 15 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, and 6 steals in the win. It was Glidden Ralston falling to Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton 63-42. For the Wildcats, Tyler Brand had 8 points to go with 6 rebounds. Woodbine knocked off Coon Rapids Baird. Crusaders just couldn't get a shot to fall in that one last night. They fall 46-244. Raiden Doty had 8 points to go with 8 rebounds. East Sac County rolls by Maple Valley Anthonoto Charter Oak Ute 73-230. It was Tony Clare with 12 points to go with 7 rebounds and 3 blocks. Audubon falls to Tri-Center 41-33. Nothing reported last night by Audubon. Other boys basketball scores: Algona over Pocahontas Area 82-71. It was ELC over Emmitsburg 80-36. Grandview Christian down Atlantic 96-68. It was Sioux Central over Harris Lake Park 78-42. And West Harrison knocked off Whiting 86-10. In girls basketball, it was Carroll over Harlan 49-46 for the Tigers last night. Addison Clucky had 6 points to go with 11 rebounds. Arweva down Peyton Jordan 59-31. For the Arweva Rockets last night, it was Sophie Jackson with 6 points to go with 9 rebounds. For Peyton Jordan last night, Carmen Pop at 8 points to go with 7 rebounds and 5 steals. Audubon wins at Tri-Center 56-245. Sienna Albertson finished up with 7 points. South Central Calhoun down Altarulla 60-38. It was Emma Anderson last night with 7 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals. Coon Rapids Baird falls to Woodbine at 52-43. Megan Gray had 7 points, 3 rebounds, 5 steals. And ESAC lost to Maple Valley Anthonoto Charter Oak Ute 66-248. Carly Fisher, 6 points, 7 assists, and 3 steals. Other girls' basketball scores, it was Atlantic over Grandview Christian 46-43. Esterville Lincoln Central down Emmitsburg 80-29. Pocahontas Area got by Algona 64-50. Sioux Central knocked off Harris Lake Park 69-37. And West Harrison took care of Whiting by a final of 34-21. Wrestling yesterday, it was Carroll falling to Carlisle 40-18. Winners for the Tigers were Cale Nelson, Cooper Ludwig, Carter Drake, Jaira Galagos, and Colton Whelan. Carroll also lost to Winterset 47-28. Cale Nelson, Cooper Ledwig, Carter Drake, Jaira Galagos picked up wins again for the Tigers. Kemper, AHST of Oka Walnut, and Harlan were down at Red Oak. Kemper knocked off AHST of Oka Walnut 46-30. Winners for the Knights were Owen Nepple, Riley Parkus, Jake Hausman, Shea Parkus, Hayden Stout, Tate Byrett, Braden Reesberg, and Cal Waniger. Kemper fell to Harlan Heartbreaker 35-34. Owen Nepple, Riley Parkus, Jake Earlbeck, Shea Parkus, Hayden Stout, Bryce Wiskus, and Will Healy all picked up wins. Knights actually won more matches wrestled than they lost in that one, but just did not get enough wins by more than decision. Kemper defeated at Red Oak at 60-21. Winners were Shea Parkus, Bryce Wiskus, Tate Byrett, Will Healy, and Jake Earlbeck. ESAC hosted Hinton, Maple Valley, Anthonoto, Charter Oak Ute, and West Monona. It was ESAC falling to Hinton 54-17. Charlie Veit picked up the lone win. ESAC fell to Maple Valley, Anthonoto, Charter Oak Ute 47-24. Winners were Garrett Ortner, Charlie Veit, Landon Grindle, and Tate Lair. And ESAC lost to West Monona 70-6 with Charlie Veit picking up the lone win for the Raiders. Caitlin Clark had 35 points, 13 rebounds, 14 assists. Number 25 Iowa women rolled by Minnesota last night, 105-249. That is the first back-to-back triple-double in conference history. And again, Caitlin Clark picks up her fourth, setting a Big Ten record with her second straight triple-double and her fourth of the season. Other top 25 women's college basketball scores from yesterday. It was at number 4 North Carolina State upending number 3 Louisville 68-59. Ohio State knocked off number 12 Maryland 95-89. It was number 18 Georgia Tech over Syracuse 66-55. 20th ranked North Carolina down Virginia 61-52. It was Florida over number 23 Kentucky 77-52. Boston College knocked off number 19 Notre Dame 73-71. 13th ranked Georgia got by Mississippi State 66-63. And number 8 Michigan rolled by Wisconsin by a final of 83-44. Top 25 college men's basketball scoreboard from yesterday. Number 1 Gonzaga beat San Francisco 78-62. 3rd ranked Arizona got by Stanford 85-57. Indiana knocked off number 4 Purdue 68-65. 9th ranked UCLA topped Utah 63-58. Number 16 Southern Cal over Colorado 61-58. 21st ranked Providence beat Georgetown 83-75. And number 25 UConn over Butler 75-56. Local wrestling today. Of course, the girls state wrestling tournament gets underway. There will be some local girls up there. We'll try to get you some updates throughout the day. And you can find results tonight on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at 1380kcim.com. Other wrestling, it's the first day of the two-day Herb Ergrens tournament over at Ida Grove with Audubon, Carroll, South Central, Calhoun, and East Sac. In basketball action tonight, Kemper will host Creston. You can hear that on KCIM tonight with Nick Brinks pregame at about 5:50. Now, Peyton Chardin entertains West Harrison. The varsity girls game starting at 5 o'clock tonight. I'll have the broadcast for you of that doubleheader on 93.7 KKRL. Pregame for that girls game at around 4:50 this afternoon. We'll also do a live video with that today. You can find that powered by New A Ford in Coon Rapids on the 1380 KCIM YouTube channel. Rest of the basketball schedule is Audubon hosting HST Voca Walnut, Ikea Manning at Tri-Center, Coon Rapids Baird hosting Woodbine, Glen Ralston entertaining Bowyer Valley, East Sac at Alteria, and South Central Calhoun. Big matchups here. They are at Sioux Central tonight. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.